News in brief at Press TV. Israel continues with its deadly onslaught against Palestinians in the Gaza Strip. Over 200 Gazans have been killed as Israeli airstrikes enter their ninth day. Palestinian Health Ministry says more than 1,500 people have been injured in indiscriminate Israeli bombardments on the besieged coastal enclave. More rockets have been fired from Gaza into Israel in retaliation for Tel Aviv's relentless airstrikes. Israeli media outlets say the cities of Ashdod and Ashkelon have been hit by a barrage of rockets. At least one Israeli was killed and another suffered serious injuries at the Erez crossing. More infighting has been reported between foreign-backed militants in Syria. Opposition sources say ISIL-Takfiri terrorists have launched an attack on rival groups in the eastern city of Dar al-Zar, and the ISIL militants have reportedly killed a leader of al-Nusra Front and raised their flag in the city. The United States is threatening Russia with more unilateral sanctions over the crisis in Ukraine. U.S. officials speaking on the condition of anonymity say that the White House is now ready to move forward alone if the European Union does not impose strong sanctions on Moscow during a meeting in Brussels on Wednesday. The five major emerging economies known as BRICS have agreed to establish a $50 billion development bank, which will be based in Shanghai, in a $100 billion crisis contingency fund. The measure was taken by Brazil, Russia, India, China, and South Africa to create a counterweight to U.S. and European-dominated financial organizations. And in Cambodia, dozens of anti-government protesters have been injured in clashes with security forces. Clashes broke out during a demonstration called by opposition National Rescue Party to demand the reopening of Freedom Park in central Phnom Penh. The park was closed in January after deadly clashes. Thousands of people in the Philippines have fled their homes as a powerful typhoon hit the eastern part of the country. Typhoon Ramasun pounded the capital, Manila, toppling trees and cutting power lines. So far, one person has been killed and two others hospitalized after suffering electric shock. The World Health Organization has announced that the death toll of the Ebola epidemic in West Africa has hit 603. New deaths have been reported in Guinea, Liberia, and Sierra Leone. International local medical workers have been unable to contain the highly contagious disease.